Bash Me and Big Daddy with you inside the Wake Up Show. Back to basics on Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is us.
So yeah, maybe that's a song that I might sing for Katrina. Who knows? You know, if she says, no, I don't want nothing to do with you at all. I have no reason to be with you. And just move from me. Move from my face, please, before I get violent. That might be one of the songs that I could play at that point in time. But anyway, let's say good morning, good morning, good morning. Sitaram, namaste, salam alaikum, bandhi, hallelujah, and amen. Good morning, one, good morning, all. Welcome to Sangeet 106, this is us. Welcome to the Wake Up Show. Welcome to DJ Vicky, yours truly, Big Daddy, and the one and only 2999 Rashmi Anandi. Sorry, kiddie. Good morning, ma'am.
Good. Thank you, Lord, for life and another day to be thankful for. I think I was still sleeping a couple minutes ago.
I'm going to do a little hey ha, clear throat now. Hey ha!
All right, boom, boom, boom. Right. All right, so it's a favorite day of the week. It's B2B. Can't have new school without the old school, taking you back to time before iPhone and iPad and all these kinds of things. Before it was $29.99. My daddy's going to school you all.
When you were just $2.99.
All that, yeah.
$2.99.
She's gonna school you all this morning, taking you back, especially you know the young and upcoming DJs. You know,
just I know what he's school. So. I know what he's schooling.
Danielle's schooling today. Hey, what do you mean?
Yeah, I know about that part, but I will take you back to when maybe I was $29.99. I can do that.
What is this? So you'd have confidence in yourself to know you'll school the little ones.
Well, if you're talking about the variety of music from way back when, but in terms of right. You know, in terms of like you know somebody anyway, I'm gonna call some names because I might get into different genres and people might be like, who name you calling there, boy? Who is that? I don't know who that is.
All right, so you know, you might actually hear some songs today and realize it now. So all the time I was hearing, whatever I was hearing is not the original. So there we go.
So wait, that did Inadan and Karma and Trevini and them didn't sing that. Okay.
They didn't write those songs.
They didn't write it.
That wasn't the original.
That wasn't the original.
So that's what I said. You're going to be schooling some of them today.
All righty then. Mm-hmm. So what's going on?
I did it. Alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, like giving a little, you know.
A cold bite.
Playing
or?
Fast. No, people playing fast. So probably people weights now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
So you just use weights?
Instead I try to do weight training and walking, yes.
Instead of just the cardio.
So, I know the gyms are closed, but I saw a man in my area. Apparently, he opened a gym in his garage. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you're thinking about
you're taking a pump there.
Registering your
Registering.
Account.
But he's a personal trainer.
Oh, okay.
So, it's a kind of like a one-on-one. So, two ladies there yesterday on my walk. So, you never know.
I've actually been, for the last few weeks, every
on
day.
On the hot treadmill.
Every day. And I'm going to tell you, it's for someone who, of course, people could have noticed from before that it's not an everyday thing for me. And hence the nice covering here, right?
Right.
But to do it now for the last few weeks on an everyday basis and pushing yourself to the point where, you know, you reach like a limit where the heart starts to say, all right, we're going into a different level here. It's if all the people I see in gyms, all the people that are working out at home for hours and stuff, you know, I have to bow down to them. Really and truly, I'm not worthy. I don't know how you guys do it for such an extended period of time, every single day, but I'm trying to emulate you guys as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of treadmills. I feel that they do nothing for me. I do not even sweat. I don't break a sweat if I go on a treadmill.
No, you have to go for at least
I know the
10 to 15 minutes.
I have done the hour, 10 minutes, different inclinations, different speeds. You walk in a couple seconds, running, walking. I've done it all. That's not my thing.
Are you from a different planet?
No, I don't sweat. That's not my thing. So I prefer to walk. I think I feel like I get more results when I
physically walk outside. But what's the difference between walking
outside
and treadmill?
I don't know. I just don't know. Maybe that's me. I don't know.
Is it that wherever you go on the treadmill, usually it's so cold that it doesn't... It's not conducive.
Maybe that's something too, because most of the gyms I used to go to fully air conditioned, so.
Right.
You know, I don't know, but treadmill is not my thing. It's so boring.
All righty then. If you say
I don't mind getting a Peloton, but.
The thing is, of course, sure. With what I have with my leg as well, too. If I go on the outside and get a heat in my dunya, I will collapse right there. Mm-hmm. We'll go good. Yeah. treadmill. So, I don't want to do that. So that's why, for me, the treadmill is the righteous thing to.
But I see treadmills now, and you know, they come in so more advanced. So where you have the screen where you like virtually have company, different routes and different scenes.
It could be
in Greece, it could be in Italy running, you know, all over the world. So I think that's really nice. I like that.
This one is cool, Bluetooth and everything.
Papa.
Everything, yeah.
So do you like watch TV while you walk?
Yeah, I put on either the little iPad or even my phone sometimes, just looking at my phone, scrolling, seeing what's going on, and that kind of takes away the whole activity itself. You know what I mean? You kind of hardly notice that you're walking.
And you don't say keep looking at time, much calories are burning, so I understand that, yeah. Because the gym I used to go to had a little miniature cinema.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this big wall. They had and different, you know, walking and epic whatever.
Right.
So it's kind of cool, but I'm happy to see that you're engaged in some sort of physical activity. So
it's
awesome.
Especially after a whole day of you know, with the media activities, sometimes at the end of the day it could be kind of mind blowing, and you know, to an extent, not the good one, but in terms of just frying your brain.
Mm-hmm.
So to go on that after the whole day is done.
Well, we know you in and out of meetings, so good luck for that.
Da-da-da-da. On that note, let's say good morning to DJ Vicky.
Good morning.
You good?
Yes. I'm good.
Pumping.
Yes. Ready to pump.
Cricks. Bread.
Nah, macaroni.
Chana.
Macaroni.
Oh, macaroni.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. All right. So you enjoyed the cricket yesterday?
Of course.
Bad out six. All right. That's enough for the over. No. Next one. Bad out six.
Yes. Easy.
Nah, that ain't enough.
After.
Bow.
After Gary Sobers. Pollard is the second to.
Mm-hmm.
To do this, and
well, Herschel Gibbs did it,
mm-hmm.
and Yuvraj did it as well, but I think they did it in one days and not T20s, if I'm not mistaken.
Those were one days,
yeah.
And this bowler who got the hat trick, it's a long while too. Yeah. I haven't seen that as well,
He got a hat trick and six sixes off one of his overs, so that is kind of like an amazing record. I don't think anybody else did that. Hat trick and six sixes. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
All in one inning. One innings.
Pollard was like, you got a hat trick?
Yeah.
Come here. Take that in your dunya.
And that.
It was
amazing.
Yeah, but congrats to the West Indies, you know, for winning the first T20.
Right.
By 4 wickets.
Yep. And tomorrow's the second one, right?
Yes.
Right, good. So we look forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the plan for the rest of the day?
I think we're here to take you on a musical journey. You know, right. It's back to basics.
Very good. Mm-hmm. No Ants and Bachak by you, right?
No. Them probably still dodoing.
Right. Let them dodo. Let them stay right there. So we shall link.
Yes.
Like?
Chain.
Right, good. Alright, the one and only DJ Vicky. And of course, we all enjoyed the cricket yesterday. Did you get a chance to look at cricket yesterday?
Of course
yesterday?
Not, I was not interested in cricket yesterday. No.
Why? Mm-hmm. Why not?
I didn't.
You don't like the
bat out? I wasn't interested.
Well, Kieran Pollard, Kieran, or however you want to pronounce
Kieran.
It. Yes, Mr. Kieran
sixes?
Pollard. Six sixes in a row, one over.
Was it, don't laugh at me, because asking a question. Good. Well, I know me and all the cricket thing too good. So, was it Gary Sobers who did that years ago?
Yep. Vicky,
because I remember
mentioned.
Reading that in a primary school book, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he hit six sixes.
That's correct.
Over, and I believe that was in a test match, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm.
And then there are two other individuals, world superstars, Herschel Gibbs from South Africa, and Yuvraj Singh from India, who also hit six sixes in an over. But I believe those two were in one-day internationals, like 50-over matches. And now Kieran Pollard did it.
He's been added to the greats.
In
then.
The T20 matches. So, yeah, I'm not sure if anybody else did it in a T20, but I think it was just one day's and test match before. So, yes, he's a record holder right now. Tied.
I think that is awesome.
Yep. So, are we ready for the headlines?
Oh, by the way, what did Vicky say's plans are for today?
Nothing really.
Oh, are you sure you're going to do paternity test today, Vicky? You sure?
What?
Oh, just making sure now.
After I said it.
Vicky, tell me.
After I said Rashmi,
I'll tell you later, 7 o'clock hour. Don't tell him.
You're getting entertainment news.
He's saying entertainment news, we'll get our information. Yes, I saw it this morning as well, too.
All right.
Shreya.
Well, nice, you know.
Shreya, that's all I'm saying. That's mm-hmm. all.
All right. So right. I was kind of like, wait, me, you're nothing to today.
Anyway, let's get to the news headlines. Your Guardian newspaper headlines on Sagid 106.1 FM. This is us. Right, ma'am, what do you have for us this morning?
Hey, long time means this character in the news.
Which character is that?
Gigi. All right, so this is our Guardian news headlines. $3, pick up a copy today. Gary riding high. Cop scores well in performance survey. 80% of respondents happy with work. TTPS also gets 69 approval rate, 69% that is. PDP shares suggests shared governance model for TJ. No end in sight to water woes. It's very, very. That's real sad, eh? Imagine the same water company pesting people, or, you know, the general rule. Wash your hands, you know, sanitize. When you open your pipe, dry taps.
You ever hear about back to front? You ever hear about this girl? Back to front,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm,
right,
mm-hmm.
Good. That's all I had to see.
All right. So, that's good news for Griffith. Do you think that's a well-deserved 80%?
Approval rate?
Approval rating, yeah.
I don't know. I think he is trying his best, and I will continue seeing it until I see a really big change overall, or maybe even in one particular field, one mm-hmm. particular, department, so to speak. But I think he's just overwhelmed. I think he's doing as best as he can with what he has. And
right.
Where the situation lies in Trinidad and Tobago, where we are beyond a normal criminal, in terms of being a country with regular criminal stats, even at a high level, we are beyond that high level. We are at a stage now where it's like, you know, maybe like a bigger country. The stats that we have just doesn't go with a country of 1.3, 1.4 million people. It's of a country that maybe has 5, 6, 7, maybe 10 million. Like one of the big cities in the States or Canada, when they had, well, not Canada per se, but like when New York and Chicago, you know, Chicago now, New York before, when they had some really bad stats. And you look at it, you look at those cities where they had 8, 10 million people or thereabouts, and you tell yourself, all right, well, those stats kind of equate with the city, but mm-hmm. not with Trinidad and Tobago. So I think I think the whole police force right now, they're just overwhelmed.
Well, I would agree with, you know, the overwhelmed part, you know, for sure. They are definitely, I believe that much. Woman killed after complaint of abuse less than 24 hours after a 53-year-old woman complained that she was being physically abused. Her battered and bruised body was found yesterday in her apartment. The mother of two had only moved into the apartment with a close male relative on Monday evening. Police believe she have been beaten to death. They are awaiting the results of an autopsy to confirm the cause of death. Gosh, another one, another woman. Mm-hmm. Another tragic story. And a quick look at our world news. Let's see. General details, hours long delay in getting guard to capital. And Dominican Republic stays TNT's home game venue. That's in sports news. And Pollard Blast 6-6s, as we discussed this morning. So pick up a copy today. It is just $3.
All right, very good. And of course, you can also get your digital Guardian as well, if you would like, right? Especially for those of you who are outside Trinidad and Tobago and want your Guardian. So 26 minutes after the hour, we're going to boss a couple and then come back and pop out a nice, like, mm-hmm. Nice, easy peasy, kind of like something, kind of like a question.
Yeah, I know we got a lot of good responses yesterday for a question. I think, rightly, what you were saying, a lot of people spoke about, you know, lost relatives.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, so.
Yeah, that's expected. Once you throw in that factor and that element into the question, I knew they were probably going on that road.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get back to the music. It is Sangeet 106. This is us, the Wake Up Show, and of course, don't forget, A little later on, well, in the second hour, we will start off with the Sangeet Doubles Eating Competition. And of course, see if you could let us know, you know, how badly you want to be in that final, right? I want to be part of Sangeet's Doubles Eating Competition. I want to be part of Sangeet's Doubles Eating Competition. That's all you have to say in 10 seconds. You have to say it as many times as possible. And then, of course, you could qualify for the final April 9th. It is now on April 9th at the GML Car Park, St. Vincent Street. And you have to eat as many doubles in 106 seconds as possible, all right? So we will do that in the next hour. Not in the first hour, in the next hour. So keep it right here. The Wake Up Show, 1061.
Your favorite old school tunes now. It's Back to Basics on Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is us. It's time for the Wake Up Show Question of the Morning. Question of the Morning.
It is so strange for me to be saying that those tunes are old school. It just feels weird. It feels wrong to say Talivaste and Jepsting and I don't know, don't blame me. That is like just, you know, just like a couple days ago.
I was glad for the little Jepsting though. I mean, I'm taking all the cash I could get this morning.
Oh, God.
Well, yeah, no, I remember Talivaste. I was up to my eyebrows with that song, and you see, walk into my life. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. I couldn't handle it
just
more.
Walk into my life.
I was to the point where when I had to play that song, I would load down the monitors, like literally take it off, time the song until the next one. I couldn't. It was like, OMG, I could not handle
not
it.
Not because
oh my God.
You didn't like it, but more no, so. It was just overwhelming at the time as well?
It was. And that song from Atif Aslam.
Mm-hmm.
Some love song. I can't remember right now. But
which one?
Yeah. Baby, I Love You. Yeah. That.
Oh, God. You.
I think everybody wanted that song for their wedding at that point in time.
So they just overwhelmed you. That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, it was overwhelming. It's like, just, oh, geez,
it really
you know,
was.
There are other songs, you know.
It was really like a bachao situation.
Exactly.
You wanted to run out
yeah,
of the studio.
Yeah, boy. Woo.
Alrighty then.
Our question for the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to go to the Bacchanal, but Big Daddy was playing it safe this morning.
No. Which Bacchanal? The other one?
Never mind. What was the dumbest thing you thought as a child?
Yeah,
What was the dumbest thing you thought as a child?
That's a nice slant on a different topic altogether.
Hmm.
The other one we could ask tomorrow. Actually, no. Tomorrow's Friday. We ask that Monday.
I was just wondering if somebody would probably respond and say, I thought, you know, the Easter bunny used to lay Easter eggs. I'm just saying.
What if anybody going to say anything about, like, Santa and, yeah, things like that?
I'll keep the man in red. Who's out to this, please?
Oh, somebody's getting all touchy-feely, all sentimental.
Hey, you know what? No, we're not taking calls, so we're safe. I don't think any kids will be reading that. Just saying.
Well, I mean, they had to get for school. Just now.
We will not be reading those comments. We will not be taking calls. So
you're feeling... Wait, hold on. Your emotions are getting into this. Who are you? What did you do with 29.99?
No, I am only thinking about the children. Listen, I am a mom too, you know.
Yes,
I
know.
I'm just thinking about the kids, that's all. I couldn't care less. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, well, at a certain age, yeah, we have to protect them. But they reach an age where you really have to know, all right, this is enough of telling them certain things. I won't say it specifically, but you know, we kind of overdo it sometimes.
I don't know when my children figure that out, but if I tell them that the other, you know, if I try to convince them otherwise.
When my nine-year-old found out, was real tears, boy. Tears. Between 8 and 9, we told them, and it was real tears.
Why would you do that? You just ruined the child.
Because it was overwhelming from outside that it was coming to him that this is the case.
It didn't. Okay.
This is the truth and this is not the truth. So it was just coming to him like that. Right?
Poor kid.
Right. So, before the question again, one more time.
Yes. What was the dumbest thing you thought as a child?
Mm-hmm. You care to volunteer and say what you thought on your end?
I have to think about it.
You have to think about it?
Yeah.
What do you have to think about?
The dumbest thing that I thought.
So you know, I have plenty, huh?
No, I can't think of any.
Oh, okay, All right, okay.
But one thing that, you know, my grandmother used to tell me that I put kind of like serious thought into it was if you go to the beach on Easter Monday, I believe, you turn into a fish or a mermaid. I used to think about that.
Yeah, remember you said that once, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I know you probably thought, maybe I could turn into a mermaid and swim out. Get out of here. Go somewhere else. Go on the
irony,
go to the Maldives.
The beach,
swim to the Maldives.
I can't swim.
Well, all right. You go learn, don't worry. Never too old to learn.
Moving on.
Big up Nar and Suzanne Lockton. Nar Sukba, you guys seen. What's going on? Everything cool, Mr. Nar Suk and Suzanne. Blessings to you guys. Nana Nani. Right? Suzanne is locked on. Susie is locked on. Judy is locked on. Judy Sagram is locked on. Devika in Toronto locked on. All of them locked on strong right about now. Not too sure about anybody else on my side. Any on your side?
Mm-hmm. Well, Rocket says she's locked on and pumping. She says, oh, Lord. Tell Daddy. Thank you for that little dub mix. Mm-hmm. You know? So,
right.
Foz, good morning. Going out to you as well. We've got Navstar out there in the UK. And I have a beautiful birthday greeting to send out to Priyanka and Roshni, celebrating their fourth birthday today in Bloomsbury, London. Lots of love from Mom and Dad, the entire family circle. They're twins, and we just want to wish them all the best. First time I saw, you know, twins don't have, like, matching names. Well, same letter, and, you know, I thought it was kind of nice.
First time you seen that?
Yeah.
All right.
You know, usually they'll take one letter and name both of them with the same letter. So that's what I meant. So Priyanka and Roshini, their fourth birthday today. Love and blessings and happy, happy birthday to you both.
All right. That's what we're talking about. It's just about 13 and a half before the top of the hour. It is Sangeet 106. This is us. And of course, your wake up show. Anybody to pick up?
Yes, we have our friends Robbie and his crew locked on right now, all the way out there in New York City. He says, good morning to my two favorite radio hosts, Rashmi and Big Daddy. Top of the day to you guys. Not forgetting Vicky, all locked down as usual, listening with my wife, Ro, Kimberly, Sharina. Have a great day, guys. And of course, their customers getting their doubles on this morning and whatever they're offering.
All right, very good. Robbie, what's he seen? Boy, I want to take a little pass through by Robbie if things were different.
Things were different.
Yeah. Mm. Passed through there a couple of times already. And he showed me the, once I went there, and he showed me the backyard. He said, I'm planning to do something here. You know, we could do a little something here. But, you know, he has so many different ventures, business ventures that he, you know, I'm sure he put some emphasis elsewhere. So maybe sometime in the near future, we might actually. We go plan something now, Robbie. We plan a little something, right? Big up to, let me see who I have here. Dun, 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 before we get to the news. Dun, 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 dun. We have, let me see, Alyssa. We have, well, big up Suzanne already. Big up Suzanne. And who is this individual here, boy? Vanna? Is it Vanna? Vanna? Yeah, no, Vina, sorry, my bad. Sharda was locked in for a couple of minutes. I think maybe locked on still. Big up to Sharda out there in New York City. And also big up to Sharon Tweety Bird and Roshana, South Trinidad and Tobago. Locked in for a few minutes here and there. All right, so great to have you guys locked in. So any more on your side, ma'am?
I think we're good for now.
All right. Rashmi and Big Daddy with you inside the Wake Up Show. Back to basics on Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is us. So just about 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, it is back to basics. Sangeet 106, this is us, the Wake Up Show. And you remember that time? You're laughing at.
Some of the responses we've been getting to the question. That's all, yeah. What?
I see you're laughing at something else.
No, I actually enjoy that song, sir. So thank you so much for that. I felt a little younger than 29.99 there.
Remember that movie though, Humtum? Did you see that movie? That was with that was with Rani and Saif Ali Khan.
Ah, yes.
Saw that one?
Yeah, I saw that one.
Where was?
And the title track, I absolutely love that title track song.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the Humtum was. But I always thought that particular title track, something was wrong with the recording. Like they recorded it bad or something. Off of the original CD, well, yes, young people, back then we had CDs, right? The CD itself, that particular Humtum title track, off of the CD was like, what's going on here? Like, these people forget to master this thing, or? It sounded all scratchy and all kind of like, you know, like as if it have kind of dust somebody take sand and pour it on the CD or something, and I was like, what really going on? I test another CD, I check another one, somebody had another original. I was like, well, how they let this pass? But then again, I remember they have some other producers who's let all kind of things pass. Wap, wap, wap.
Brush me, just leave it to me. Walk away. So moving on. So our question this morning, by the way, what was the dumbest thing you thought as a child? So let's just get some of the responses going. Good morning, Alyssa. She says, if you swallow a seed, it will grow in your stomach.
Yeah, I thought
I think
that
a lot of people thought
for a good while.
A tree would grow from your belly.
Yeah.
Right.
Jack and the Beanstalk.
Good morning. Or then had bargain. He says, the hazard lights on a vehicle. I thought the vehicle would split in two and go in opposite directions. I'm like, huh?
You are real crazy imagination. That was good, right?
Yeah, good.
Arnam G boy, was he seen?
Yeah. And Vanessa, good morning. She says, the Milo tank by Nestle. I thought that was actually
for real.
I think a lot of people thought that.
And also the Coca-Cola can. Same thing. Yeah. I was like, wee boy. So much at Coke.
Good morning, Rajiv. He says, that a palm cedar tree without a fruit is a cedar tree. Where you going for that?
Okay. All right, then.
So some of the responses. So feel free to check it out on our Facebook page. What was the dumbest thing you thought as a child? It is B2B, so you're going to jog your memory a bit. All right? I just saw this very horrific article on Times of India.
Mm-hmm.
So a father beheaded his daughter. He cuts her head off. And then he took the head and walked all the way to the police station.
Yeah, I think this was last year or year before or something like that. That's current news. Are you sure it happened last year or year before as well? To say,
well, maybe this thing, maybe they are custom doing these things.
My God.
Because the date is March 4, 2021. Hmm. So apparently he did it because he didn't like, or he was upset over his daughter's alleged affair with a youth whom he disliked.
I also saw that happen with some rapists in India. Where one of the fathers found some rapists and did the same exact thing and went to the police station as well. So it happens on both sides.
That's just crazy. Yeah. I mean, I remember the story where this girl, she ran away to marry the love of her life, and under the pretense of accepting the groom, they kind of lure her back home. Mm-hmm. And they killed her. I just think that is beyond. I just can't think about it. I mean, you have these kind of tusty men from India all up in your inbox, all kind of crazy hours in the morning, hitting up women at random.
Ma'am.
And because, exactly.
Are they ma'am?
And because you choose to date somebody that's
you know, that's how he said it, right? In his head, his voice coming out with that kind of accent, right? Ma'am. Hello, ma'am. How are you, ma'am? I already head shaking.
He keeps asking me, why are you not replying to me?
When he finished talking, and when he finished saying, ma'am, you know, head shaking, right? And after about 5 minutes, oh God.
You know the thing.
Oh God, my head's spinning, boy. Are you bapre? My head's spinning. Let me stop shaking my head. I'm talking to a girl from Trinidad.
Mm.
Ma'am? How are you, ma'am?
Yeah, so I think that was... I did post the article on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
They showed the video with the man walking with the head in his hand.
Right.
The head is obviously blurred for obvious reasons because it's graphic. But
yeah.
That's just crazy, though. I know as parents, we want the best for our children. And there are things that, or maybe they might choose somebody we don't approve of. But at the end of the day, if that makes them happy, and what are we going to do about it?
Yeah. For real.
You're going to grumble and grovel, and then maybe a year or two later when the grandchildren come, oh gosh, you're the most doting grandparents ever. You can't do it without your grandchildren, but where they came from. So,
yep,
check out that story.
Fully agree. All right, so 17 minutes after the hour, we are at the point in time where we do it like this.
This is Entertainment News on Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is us.
Yes, and speaking of India, we go to India for the Sangeet Entertainment News as always. Yeah. Right. What do we have inside? Oh, I see a name here I like, boy.
That's why I put it last.
Why do my soul gear look good? Who is this bullet, man?
That's Ritik's father.
Well, I almost thought it was Nair for a second. Nair, boy! I say you're starting in India, boy. Nair, boy.
Nair is so small.
Nair head don't shine like that. Nair head does shine in a different way. He does use a different substance. And Nair? The substance that you promote.
Not on your own.
What's going on? All right, so Sangeet Entertainment News. Rakesh Roshan gets vaccinated with the first dose of Covishield, posts a picture. All right. Rakesh Roshan, who is all set to direct the fourth installment of Krish, has announced his vaccination with the first dose of Covishield. Coronavirus vaccines are largely available these days, and those that wish to get vaccinated have been opting for them. Oh, how you guys are so lucky, man, because we don't have that privilege here in Trinidad and Tobago. Last year, coronavirus was on the rise, and it was the first time that the entire country was on an indefinite lockdown. However, with the vaccines being released, businesses have started opening up more. All right. And Rakesh Roshan took to his social media to announce that he has taken the first dose of Covishield, a vaccine famous among those available in India. Why is it famous? You're not saying why. Many man point, and he's like, "Are ek number one, ek. I'm taking ek dose. All right. So big up to Rakesh Roshan, of course, daddy of Hrithik Roshan. I wonder if Hrithik took his vaccine. Did we get any story of Hrithik taking
out? No, I haven't heard
nothing, right? Oh, God. Vicky, hold on. Hold on, Vicky. Shreya Ghoshal is all set to embrace motherhood, announces her first pregnancy. Oh, God. Yes, Shreya Ghoshal is one of the most coveted playback singers of Bollywood and has a number of hit songs under her name. With a massive fan base, Shreya Ghoshal is quite a social media star. Apart from her exceptional singing talent, in her recent Instagram post, Shreya Ghoshal announced her first pregnancy. All right, the singer has been married to Shiladitya M. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, for the last 6 years, and the couple will soon be welcoming a baby. She took to her social media to post a picture of herself cradling her baby bump and wrote, "Baby, hashtag Shreyaditya is on its way." On its way? at Shiladitya. And me and Shiladitya and me are thrilled to share this news with you all. Need all your love and blessings as we prepare ourselves for this new chapter in our lives. All right, very nice. Let me ask Vicky.
Vicky, something Vicky, how you want to tell
feel? Us? Vicky?
I feel a little sad.
Are you breathing?
But happy for her, though. Congratulations.
Well, you see, you feel sad and happy?
Yeah. Congratulations.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah?
Well, I thought your name was Shreyaditya.
Nah.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Now for me to get a heart attack.
Oh, Lord.
Moving on, Salman Khan and Katrina Kaif to promote...
Well, that drum roll.
Yeah, Isabel Kaif's film. Who's that?
That's her sister.
Really?
You should know this.
Isabel, me already studying it. Well, Isabel don't look too bad, but... Though plans to incorporate a song and dance number by Salman Khan and Isabel Kaif's Bollywood debut, Time to Dance has been dropped. One here's Isabel's sister, Katrina. And Katrina's, wait, music run out and thing. I'm talking about Katrina, music gone. And Katrina's mentor and lifelong friend, Salman, would be actively promoting the film in every possible way. As we know, Salman has taken Isabel under his wings. Time to Dance was a project she bagged because of Salman. Isabel has two other films on hand. Suswagatam, Kushamdeed, yes. Suswagatam Kushamdeen, where she's paired with another Salman protege, Pulkit Samrat, and Quetta. It's another movie with Salman's brother-in-law, Ayush Sharma. All right. So, all I studied with that news is Katrina Kaif. All right, that was your Sangeet Entertainment News right here inside the Wake Up Show. Look out for more tomorrow at the same time.
Rashmi and Big Daddy with you inside the Wake Up Show on Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is us.
I think we're getting some rain in Bidunia. I hear some rain.
That is
awesome. All right, cool.
Even though now it's supposed to be what the touted crop time, it's nice to know that we still have, you know, rains. Rain. I'm hearing it though.
Yeah, nice. That's right. All right, good. Well,
okay, just want to pull a cover letter. Go in a bit and pull a cover letter.
Yep, happening just now. Don't worry. Right.
All right, so let's take a quick look at the latest on the coronavirus pandemic and vaccines. I see that our active cases are 99 in Trinidad and Tobago and 139 deaths. I am happy to know that no more deaths are added to that list thus far.
Yeah, although we had, I think, one or two over the last couple of months, but you know, even any loss of life is really, really bad.
Yeah,
hopefully we could slow it down.
But I'm just
zero.
Glad that the numbers aren't going up, you know. So of course, condolences to those who lost their loved ones.
Yep.
What you need to know, Johnson & Johnson single dose coronavirus vaccine, the third COVID-19 shot authorized for use in the U.S. is being administered this week. The U.S. House passed a version of President Biden's massive COVID-19 stimulus bill. The legislation now moves to the Senate. India's homegrown Covaxin vaccine is 81% effective, early data shows. UK regulator to fast-track modified vaccines for new coronavirus variants. China approve sale of three traditional herbal remedies for use against coronavirus. Denmark records first case of P1 COVID-19 variant initially identified in Brazil. So the first case of the variant P1 has been found in Denmark. It was originally detected in Brazil, and it's one of those we have a special focus on. Intensive infection detection has been initiated. All right. EU regulator begins review of Russian vaccine. Spanish Princess Abu Dhabi vaccinations spark controversy. And Germany will authorize Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine for over 65-year-olds. So that's good. India's Covaxin vaccine is now 81% effective. According to data, the vaccine was jointly developed by the company Bharat Biotech and the government-run India Council of Medical Research. Right, the clinical trial involved 25,800 participants between 18 and 98 years old. Now, according to reports, the efficacy figure is based on early analysis of 43 COVID-19 cases. Some 36 cases occurred in participants who got a placebo compared to 7 participants who got the vaccine. Data indicates the vaccine can also effectively combat the variant first spotted in the UK, according to a report. So that is 81%.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you sent me something. Sorry. Did I see something?
No. You don't need to look at that right now. You can look at that after.
Oh, okay. My bad. All right. So that's about it. And let me see. Yeah, I think that's most of the headlines there for you.
All right. Cool.
Well, I saw that Biden spoke out against Texas yesterday. You know, I think he's upset that they're deciding that they should open up and go mask-free and stuff like that.
Well, what he should also be upset at is the fact that he said before, you know, assuming office, before getting into office, he said that whoever's responsible for that death, I think it was a couple of years now, I don't know, yeah, 2 years now. Remember there was this media personality who was American but originally from Saudi Arabia that went into his embassy. And he was found dead. Well, they never found him, but there were all these recordings of him being, you
tortured,
know,
was it?
Yeah, tortured and decapitated and all sorts
of
things.
I think I saw it.
Right, and he eventually, well, they, you know, everybody said that he died, and they, you know, they had all the recordings. He said, whoever's found responsible, we're going to do an investigation. The investigation, there was a report yesterday or day before, and it said that the Saudi prince was the man who approved the killing.
Right,
and
I remember that story.
And Biden said, whoever it is, we're going to come out with full force against that individual. And now he's not doing it. Now, you see, I just wanted to show people out there, I'm using that reference, how politics is a real dirty game, a real different kind of game altogether. Before you go in office, you say something. As soon as you go in office, it's a whole different thing. Because Saudi Arabia is close allies with the states, he backtracking, he pulling back. He say, nah, not me and the Saudi prince, we good. We had a deal business, you understand? And I just cannot understand things like that. Totally cannot understand things like that. And that's why, you know, sometimes we as individuals on our social media, we make certain pronouncements, we say certain things, and people watch us like, but how you could be so middle of the road? That is why we're in the media business. Because we see the tata, so to speak, on both sides. So that's why we stay middle of the road. That's why we are the way we are, because we see everything clearly and we are not biased, you know, one way or the other way.
That's traumatizing. Yeah? I mean, as family members, to see that footage of your loved one being tortured.
Well, it wasn't a video. It was just audio.
even self, just the thought about it, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, speculating what happened to your loved one has just beyond me.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, Robbie Morning, he sent he said, I have something for your segment. Either you don't know, you don't know. He said one item that everybody in the world has and originated from Trinidad, and 95% of mixed alcohol requires it. Angostura bitters. All right.
Right now, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, the Wake Up Show, Sangeet 106. This is us. It's all about B2B. So, ma'am, have you had cause to call anybody that over the last...
Silently every day in my head for the past however long. I mean, like, it's becoming a ritual by now, so...
But anybody that bum rushes you... Well, I'll tell you myself here. Anybody that attacks you on social media, did they ever get...
No.
You kind of chop it off. I'm too...
I am not negative when it comes to people. And if they respond negatively to a post of mine, I'm the firm belief that you are entitled to your opinion. If you start to abuse me or call me names, well, then that's something entirely different. I'll be very sarcastic and nice to you, and I'll treat you nicely. So, yeah.
Did you just say sarcastic and nice?
Yeah, the same line. Yeah, Same line. Same line, yes.
Okay.
And you know I'm capable.
I just sent it something, but that was for Vicky. Why did I send it to you?
Okay. Once is no porn, we good.
Maybe? No. Oh, God.
I'm just saying now, you know. I know you how you boys
why?
Are.
Why? All right, you go ahead. You continue.
So, good. So the strike of an eagle can be 2 times stronger than a rifle shot.
Wow.
Yeah, you see, is what they call this?
It's talons.
Yeah, those talons. Yeah, those claws that they have. Wow.
Really? That is that deadly? Wow.
I have seen documentaries where I've seen eagles pick up like a lamb and fly away with them.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can imagine how strong they are.
And the lamb just be bawling, bachow.
Yeah, that's happy dogs wag their tails to the right and the sad ones to the left. But what about the ones that just snip the tails off? They have no tails to wag.
Yeah, they still see the little end going.
The little stub.
Yeah, they stop going. They're moving.
So that's how cruel though, eh?
That's for all dogs? So yeah, when they go right to left, then they're happy. But left to
when
right.
When they wag their tails to the right, so they're just going.
No, but how is that possible? They're going left and right at the same time. But no. I mean, back and forth.
Not back and forth. There's some that actually, like my dog wags like that.
Like so one
my
side?
My dog is happy all the time, yeah.
Hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay then.
Did you all snip your puppy's tail?
Nah. Not that one. Not Westy Poo's the arm. No get snipped.
Yeah. But you know why they started that? Well, not the small dogs, but...
And the bigger breeds, like Dobermans and stuff, yeah. Not too sure.
Back in the days of hunting... Like those medieval times, they kind of cut their tails because they say when they're hunting, so their tails would not get caught in anything and, you know, kind of keep them
right,
from
right.
The hunt.
Okay.
So that's why they started to cut them off. Now it's just purely cosmetic, like Rottweilers or what have you. So when we got our pup, you know, we didn't, we requested that the tail was left on.
Yeah, but is that on every breed or just certain breeds? Well, I don't think it's just these small dogs.
Like Yorkies, they snip their tails.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
So we left ours on.
So that's why he's happy.
So that's what I said. So
that's why he's happy.
Cosmetic purposes.
Let me shake my thing because I still got it.
Well.
They didn't cut it off.
And I didn't know this, but mice are incredibly clean, tidy, and organized. Within their underground homes, they have specific areas for storing food, going to the toilet, and for shelter. Mm-hmm. That's interesting, eh? But a deadly with lepto.
Blech.
Yeah.
Blech.
You don't find it cute?
Mice? Cute?
Yeah. I find it cute.
No.
And it's so soft and nice. So
no,
soft and, you
no,
know,
ma'am.
So cute. Whatever.
No, ma'am. No,
a
ma'am.
A single bolt of lightning is around 5 times hotter than the surface of the sun. And the energy contained from a single lightning strike can power a 100-watt light bulb for 90 days.
Hmm? My God.
Yeah.
So. Oh, by the way, Vicky is saying, yeah, Tom and Jerry cute, but the rest of them not.
I want to see that movie, though. I know it's out.
But he said it's not really worth going to the theater, the cinema.
To theater.
He said, watch it at home. You're okay, going to waste fine. your time and waste your money.
Too much of a money. Peacocks have significant need for companionship alone. They can become heartbroken.
Oh, really? That's why they always struck their stuff to try and find company.
To impress people.
Look at me. Look at me.
Yeah. And finally, skimmed milk has more calcium than semi-skimmed, which in turn has more calcium than whole milk. The reason is simply that is, as the fat is removed, the watery portion of the milk goes up, and that is the part that contains the calcium. So, I didn't know that.
Me neither, but it didn't really bother
skimmed milk. It's the healthier milk, obviously.
It didn't bother me at all.
Why, you don't drink milk?
I drink milk, but I'm only with tea, not
almond
like
milk.
No. I drink the small little yellow box that you put in the tea. I'm not gonna call the brand.
Okay.
You know the small little yellow box?
Yeah, right.
You put that in tea, yeah. But not to say that I will drink glasses of milk. You know, I'm not gonna go by Mr. Ramchan.
Trust me, you probably can't stomach fresh cow's milk anyway.
Huh? What?
You probably can't stomach fresh cow's milk anyway.
I doubt it. I think I had it.
I knew that. You don't look like that type.
No, I had it years ago, but I didn't like it then. I don't think I would like
it. It's too fresh.
Now. Yeah. Mr. Ramchan, yeah. You're trying to poison me or what? Mr. Ramchan.
I know you're trying to get your singing skills and your writing skills on point.
No,
you know? I know you're practicing.
How about if I sing Cow Kick Down the Bucket of Milk Part 2?
How would that translate into?
I don't know. Maybe Mr. Ramchan full up the bucket of milk. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. So is that it for either you don't know?
Yep, that's either you don't know or you don't know, but now you know.
All right, very good. So as I said, we'll be holding it down for maybe about 10-15 minutes or so. For Karen, there's something going on the highway. We're trying to get some details.
Yeah, if anybody knows, you know, let us know. Send us a text.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Message. So let's get back to the music.
By the way, before we go, Vicky sent me a message to send somebody a happy birthday. Who was it? Happy birthday to... Oh, God, I don't know how to pronounce his name, you know?
Take your time.
Is it Farnaz?
Take your time. Do it in syllables.
It's Farnaz.
Right. So say it like
Farnaz.
Farnaz.
Happy birthday to Farnaz. I hope I got that correct, hon. From your loving mom and your dad, Sharona and Hassan, wishing you a very happy birthday today. We have Winston from South Carolina. He's locked on. He sent us a picture of the reporter that died. Thank you so much, buddy. All the best. Have a great day today. And pleasant morning to you in studio. Sending greetings to my awesome hobby, Dave. We've got Vishal, Shreya, wishing them a wonderful day from Vimla.
And knocking on the front thing here.
Radha, good morning going out to you, hon. Have a good one.
This happens only in TNT and only inside the Wake Up Show.
Right, so Rashmi, I think you have something for us. You can believe.
I have two, but we'll keep one on reserve for tomorrow.
Okay.
And this is absolutely true because I have experienced this firsthand, right? So back in the day, because my aja had a shop, he had a parlor. So back in the day, only in TNT, trainees would walk into your establishment, your shop, your parlor, ask the person selling for a dollar juice, and then turn and ask them, how much for the dollar juice? That is the truth. I kid you not.
So it's like this, right? So morning, all that dollar juice. Yes, we have. How much for it?
Exactly. Or you'll walk and say, I could get a Cokes, please. But if you want a Cokes.
Yeah.
You want a Coke, you're a Coke.
No, but again, I draw a reference to the man Russell Peters. Do you see any of his shows? Have you seen? You need to take a
is that the comedian, man?
Yes, the comedian himself, the number one comedian. For me, I know other people like Kevin Hart and other people out there, but Russell Peters. He had some trainees in the crowd, so you know he's heckled everybody in the crowd, right? So he say, hey, trainees, you are the guys who go up to the bar and say, I want a Cokes for him. I want a Cokes for she. I want a Cokes for he. So give me three Coke.
Exactly, right? So you're going to buy a Coke. They ask for a Coke.
No, one Coke.
More than one is a Coke. Exactly.
Three Coke.
Exactly. Only in Trinidad and Tobago.
Only in TNT. And guess what? We actually could lock and leave because Karen is here. She did like she did like Michael Knight. She had kids.
Oh, she had thank kids. Thank you, Karen. Like, boss man by my door already waiting for me.
Kit was like, Karen, you have to go to work, Karen. Karen, I will put on turbo boost and you will reach to work as fast as possible.
Because today's B2B, right?
Yes.
Nice. Okay, so as we get ready to lock and leave, the razor blade is sharp, but it can't cut a tree. The axe is strong, but can't cut hair. Everyone is important according to their unique purpose. So never look down on anyone unless you're admiring their shoes. Have a blessed day, Trinidad and Tobago. Don't forget, our question this morning was the dumbest thing you thought as a child. Feel free to visit our Facebook page. Check it out. Catch you guys tomorrow, Friday.
Yeah. Boom. Right, good. Thanks to one and all being there back in the sub, love, dedication, affection. Garish more, but on everything else, love all about like family and the man above God Almighty. Putting us in these seats to educate, inform, and entertain. Without him, nothing at all is possible. Vicky Lal, It's all yours.
It's the little things in life that matters. Make today a good day and catch us tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your dodo and food. And see you tomorrow.
Yes.
Keep it locked, people.
Rashmi and Big Daddy with you inside the Wake Up Show. Back to basics on Sagitt 106.1 FM. This is us.